My name is Genovia. Yes, that is my actual name on my birth certificate. You can stalk me on Twitter and Instagram at Genovia. That is J-E-N-O-V-I-A. My blog can be found at genovia.com. And if you feel so inclined, you can go like my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Genovia Advocacy. I am an advocate, and I am also a taxidermist by trade, which I will get into at a later episode. My main focus is educating the public on the neurobiology of trauma, mental health, and domestic violence. That is my platform. That is my passion. I go and speak at colleges, health facilities. I help educate health professionals, which are the people I find that need it the most, unfortunately. Basically, anyone who wants to know more, I will go and speak with. This topic is very near and dear to me. Trauma is an epidemic that has very serious, adverse, emotional, and physical health consequences. And the amount of people that have no idea what trauma is and how it shows up differently on each and every survivor is daunting. A lot of my educational material has to do with my own personal experiences. Through doing this work, I found that people understand best when there is someone saying, "This is what I experienced. This is what happened to me. This is what I felt." So I've talked a little bit about this on my blog, and I've also posted an interview I did on my Instagram that shares some of what I've been through. I've experienced a lot of death and loss in my life. At this point, I've become a bit of an expert on grief and coping, and it's also contributed to my love of all things morbid because, well, it's familiar. When I was 10, one of my brothers committed suicide. 6 months later, my father murdered my mother, then killed himself. Then when I was a junior in high school, one of my best friends was murdered. When I was 19, a man that was like a second father to me died of cancer. And 4 years ago, my ex, who was also one of my best, dearest friends, was murdered in Brooklyn. I know, it's a lot. In future episodes, I'll be talking about the space that grief and mourning has taken up in my life, and how that has influenced everything to my personal style, to the way I approach life. You don't go through something like I've been through unscathed. It affects you deeply. It changes you forever. And being of service to others and to the world is very important to me. And, you know, not only do I love it, it helps with my healing as well. By sharing my experiences, if just one person has gained some perspective and is inspired to take control of their life and expand their gratitude, then this has been a success to me. I have had such a beautiful life full of excitement, adventure, fantasy, and it just keeps getting better. But that didn't happen overnight. I've done a lot of backbreaking, bone-aching self-work, and a lot of looking in the mirror and being brutally honest with myself and my self-imposed limitations. Self-work is the hardest, most arduous task you will have in this life, but it is tremendously worth it. Don't get me wrong, this is not going to be all doom and gloom. This is going to be fun. I am all about having fun. I'm all about being silly, having a sense of humor. If I'm being totally honest, my sense of humor was probably one of the biggest things that has helped me get through what I've been through and greatly contributes to my happiness every single day. I love to laugh. I love having a good time. I know that, you know, maybe my style comes off as dark, morbid, macabre. That's just what feels comfortable to me. But I'm super silly. My friends all know that. I love cutting up. So I'm going to be talking about all of it. I'm going to be talking about the good, the bad, the messy. Nothing is off limits. Nothing is too taboo. Life is beautiful. And it's also fucking awful. And that's the agony and ecstasy, and that is the beautiful dichotomy that is life and the human experience. I have made some amazing decisions in my life, and I have also made such poor choices that have led to some life-changing mistakes, but that has then propelled me back onto my path and my purpose. All will be revealed. I'm holding nothing back. So if you have any questions or if you have any suggestions for topics, feel free to email me at info@genovia.com. Thank you and see you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.